I'm joined by Damon Allen, CFL Hall of Fame quarterback. First of all, congratulations. How does that feel?
Well, thanks a lot. It feels really great, and you know, looking forward to finally getting in too.
Of course. Now, I saw you. We're here at the Connect Sports 2 launch, and I saw you playing a few games with JPR and Sebia of the Jays. And you guys were playing baseball, and it looked like you were beating the baseball player pretty good.
No, I think it was the other way around. I'm not sure what score you were watching, but I was a pitcher. And he was hitting everything up there. So at that one point, he was 8-1. So
I think I had the score reversed. Now, did you play football too?
No, we haven't played football, and you'll probably beat me at that too, because I haven't even played the football game yet. I'm a big fan of all the stuff that I've been playing, which is baseball, tennis, golf. Really love the dart game. So I haven't got a chance to play football, but it's a great time here. I mean, what Xbox is doing and they're preparing for their launch in their second season makes it really easy to play the game. And so, you know, you don't leave anybody out, from mom to dad to the little kids. It's a family fun opportunity to actually play together and be active. And that's the neat thing about these games.
Now, you obviously have kids and grandkids. Do you find that video games helps kind of bring you closer to them in some respects?
Well, I think as a family who has an Xbox sitting in the house, and, you know, if they're sitting around and they want to do some interaction and be active among one another, then Xbox is a game that they should pick out and say they all can play multiple sports. There's 6 games that each one of your members can say, you know, I want to play. I like football. I like boxing. I like tennis. So there's a variety of different games that they can play. But the fact that it's really easy, it's really easy to play.
Now, were you any sort of gamer before games like this came around?
Off and on, but I wasn't really big with the games. But today, I've probably played more games in this short 2 to 3 hours I've been here than I've probably played my whole life.
Now, that speaks volumes, doesn't it? I mean, the fact that they've created all these motion games where you get up and it's no longer just sitting on the couch and, you know, eating a bag of chips. You have to get up, and you can actually break a sweat playing these games.
You actually can break a sweat, and I'm not much of a sweater, so I'm kind of a cool customer, but when I was playing those games, I had a lot of trouble with the finger movements of the machines, holding the machine. So my hands didn't react as fast as my mind was. And so now I feel a little bit more comfortable because it's all movement for me. Movements is very easy than doing your hand movement. So it's a lot easier to play now than it was when they first started playing the game.
So hopefully then, being a quarterback yourself, the football game will come a little easier to you.
Oh, yeah. Now I can use my actual movements in the pocket and throw in the football, and so that would make it so much easier. I had a very difficult time, you know, with holding the machine and making my, because my thumbs are hurt because I press too hard, and you have to be really, really gentle and slight movements with your fingers. And so
it's a problem we can all relate to, actually, as gamers.
Absolutely. That's why I wasn't a gamer, but now I will be a gamer, because it's all movement and sports, and I love it, and that's why we're here today.
And just last question for you. Obviously, games are big on with teams, you know, in locker rooms and stuff. When you were playing in the CFL, I know you didn't play game much, but was there a lot of game action between teammates on off days and in locker rooms and stuff like that?
Oh, yes. I mean, there were times when guys would come over and they have tournaments, and you know, that's all part of it, right? Especially when it's football season and everyone likes to play the game on the field, but everybody wants to play the mental game with their fingers and hands, and that's what games allow you to do, is to simulate something that you normally do, you know, live in person, and to be able to compete that way with someone else, you know, makes it quite entertaining and fun to play. And I mean, that's why the gaming business is where it is today, is, you know, each year somebody's coming up with something new, easier, and now it's to the point where the only thing they'll be able to do now is just put you actually in the screen and you start to play.
That time is coming, probably.
That time is coming, and if they can put a man on the moon, they can do just about anything.
Great. Thanks very much, Damon, and congratulations again.
Thank you.